I just had a thought that would be really fun, but yet really awkward. What if we did, like, you know, once we get back to normal, then, you know, we have like a bar night where they can have live music. And then bands come and play a song. And we're on stage also mic'd up with our noisemakers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, or, yeah, with the noisemakers. We maybe get up and walk off stage or something. And then once that last person does, we cut the power to the stage.
I like that.
And we tell the audience you can't clap either.
After no clapping allowed.
So harsh.
Can't get it either.
But the only thing that's going to keep that from happening is it takes like an hour and a half between each band to set up their gimmicks.
Yeah.
All the roadies. So it'd take a while in between. But it's a thought. Because I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, I see we have not one but two guys on hold.
Couple dudes.
And I'm thinking, like, you know, if they were sitting in here right now, how awkward that would be for them to be in here. But what if we were somewhere live? There's an audience. The bands are there. Their friends and family are there. And then we got to be these schmucks up there saying,
oh, yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah, it'd be awkward for us, too, because they're fans and hate us.
I like kind of this barrier we have, just it's a phone,
mm-hmm.
You know. Even if we could do it by Zoom, but then they could give me, like, looks that kill, and I don't, you know.
No.
That's kind of a puss way to say it, but I know what you mean.
Looks that kill?
No, like, just do it on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have to look at anybody. Because then you got to kick them out if they suck. That's awkward.
Oh, excuse me. I had it in my mouth and didn't realize. The whistle. That's my noisemaker. When you hear this, it means I'm out. I don't like the song. That's the way we treat it. This is all, these are unsigned bands. We try to keep them as local as possible, but the way the show's expanding, what is local anymore? Okay. We also welcome any genre of music, rock, country. We've had rap. We've had, I mean, what was that one? Necro something or another?
We had that one like electronic pop band from Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Red Bull Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good. This band, though. Oh, well, before we do that, you've heard my noisemaker. Let's do a little reverse order, Jimmy. Let's hear yours.
I like my siren.
That's not a siren. Where to go now? Paige, let's hear yours. Some enthusiasm there. Fat boy?
We don't have time for mine. We really don't.
Yeah, we do.
I'd say Nine and I have the better noisemakers.
Well, I know, because you conspire together and see which one have the better one.
From Charlotte, North Carolina. This band has been a band for about 4 years, says here. Formed in 2017, for those doing the quick math.
4 years ago.
Yeah. They're from Charlotte, North Carolina. With the song Invictus... Invictus. This is the band Armada on the Brutally Honest Music Review.
I'm not afraid to die.
kind of speechless.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about this show, that never happens.
That's pretty good.
God.
The mix was neat, man. I mean, good stereo mix in my headphones. I'm listening intently out of both ears to different things. It was nice.
It sounds like you're listening to it on a vinyl record, too. It's got that grit on there. Like, there's a certain part where I almost was going to make a note. The recording, the mix was a little off. Mm-hmm. But then I think maybe it's supposed to be, in a sense. Like, it adds more balls to it.
My only criticism is I'd bring
it's a little more grit. Pardon you, Paige.
Pardon. My only criticism I'd bring the lead vocals up a little bit.
I need you to say that faster next time.
Barely got it out at all.
But do you like the song?
The song's badass, yeah. My only criticism is I'd bring the lead vocals up a hair, maybe.
I'm about to turn your microphone down a lot.
It is hot lately.
You know, well, let's go around the room. Fat boy, we all stayed in.
It was good.
Okay, God, I'm working with some a-holes today.
Right. If you want to go to me next, I'll...
Be self-serving, yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
No. You don't talk when you won't talk.
Well, no, I just had a point because, and bear with me, I just want to say this. It kind of reminded me of Miles Kennedy. And I love him. So I really was intrigued by the vocals and wanted to see where it was going, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Why would it remind you of the guy from Malibu's Most Wanted?
I don't know, but the fact that, man, that organ in there, like, God.
What about that piano thing?
It's good.
The organ.
Oh.
Organ. God bless.
That was good.
It reminded me of the, the Muppets band in a way, but in a good way.
No, it had that kind of, that bluesy classic rock sound,
that
man.
Yeah, funky, good, like.
Good vocals.
And that's
on
not
it.
To, look, the Doobie Brothers played with them. One time.
They did.
Doobie, not Dookie Brothers. God bless, man.
You know, I own some band t-shirts, and the one I wear the most is my Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem t-shirt, which is the band from Muppets. Love them. Big fan of Dr. Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a slam at all. Okay, so they made it through. Let's welcome Jonathan, the singer, and Cole, the guitarist. Good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you what, man, that was solid as hell.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
You guys over there channeling Deep Purple.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Is it, you know, like I said, the first thing I thought was like kind of a dated sound, but that's not a bad thing at all. But do you guys encompass that? Do you wear the big butterfly collars and the big bell-bottom jeans? Or you know, that's a look. It's like, a good-looking bigger girl's a pinup model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I pretty much do what I do. I think the rest of the guys are the same way. We kind of live the feel, you know.
Yeah, but so, it's kind of that look. I mean, it's kind of like a what's his name? Rock and Roller Cherry Cola.
Michael Miller.
Michael Miller. Yeah. That son of a bitch lives it. I mean, he lives it.
Yeah.
And
it's in that same vein.
Yeah.
Main one.
Yeah, that's man, I don't know what else to say other than God bless. Mm-hmm. That was great. I mean, that was solid.
Thank you very much.
I usually have so much criticism, Dad. This was great.
Yeah. It was solid. It was real good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. It's great to hear you guys say that and to be part of what's going on this morning on the show, man. Thank you so much for playing our material.
Yeah, that was good.
So where can we find more information about you? Where can we listen to the music and all that?
You can go to our website. It's a bit lengthy. It's armadamusicgroup.com. And we've got 20 to 30 second clips of all 7 songs on the record, and you can buy either a physical CD or get the digital download, MP3s.
Nice.
Okay.
Will there be any NFT offerings?
Any what?
See, good answer.
A great,
good
answer.
A guy in this band should not know the answer to that. Congratulations.
Yes.
You pass.
Yes.
You should not know what that means. I mean, really, you did well. So you're in that stage right now where people would call you like a baby band. If you guys could, because I've thought more and more about this when we interview folks that make it through, who would be the ultimate opener for you guys to open for, rather, you know? Like,
wow.
Who would you guys mix with to be a nice opener for so-and-so? Who would it be?
That's a really good question.
Well, thank you.
John, do you want to take that?
Hey, listen, here's where I'm at, man.
Yeah.
Cut the lights on, crank up the sound. No matter where we're at, we're going to bring it. And that's basically where I'm at. But opening-wise, I mean, we could do an opener with a Greta Van Fleet. We could do an opener. Last night, I went to Kings of Leon, checked those out. Man, we could open for those guys.
Hell yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Anybody that's coming through that's even similar to this vein, when we cut the lights on to hit the stage, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Oh! I just saw a photo of y'all. Y'all are menacing looking characters. I mean, you really are. You really are. Like, I mean, the photo, like this black and white picture here on your website, holy crap. And nobody F's with y'all, do they? I can tell. Nobody does. This is real
we're
deal.
Really
right
nice
here.
People.
Yeah. Did they make y'all play behind chicken wire? Go ahead.
You can't see the bell bottoms, but they're there.
They're there. Well, by God, I believe it. Well, listen, the website is armadamusicgroup.com. Armada, of course, is like arm with an auto on the end of it. Everyone knows that. Armadamusicgroup.com. And, man, that was great. Really, really good.
Yeah, thanks for sending that. Thanks for participating.
Thank you guys very much.
Hey, y'all got it.
We appreciate you guys having us.
Absolutely. Have a great morning.
Man. You too, fellas.
Thank you. Man. Make us in your Hall of Fame speech in 25 years.